Unit 14, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1. A healthy person can always be full of energy and enjoy life fully.
Number 2. I'd like to speak to you personally about the matter.
Number 3. Try to do more exercises, eat more vegetables, and be in a good state of mind.
Number 4. Nowadays, very thin glass pipes are used to send light signals instead of metal wires.
Number 5. In our country, many people enjoy free medical care if they are ill, many peasants included.
Section 2, number 6. Who's the tall girl with the fair hair?
Number 7. Do you know much about the UFO?
Number 8. I wonder if I could use your radio.
Number 9. May I ask you a question, Mr. White?
Number 10. Which film would you like to see? Section 3. Hello, Mike speaking.
Hello, Mike. It's me, Joan here. Why aren't you here at the meeting?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not feeling very well.
Is that all? We thought you might have had an accident or forgotten a day or something else.
No, I'm sorry. I was sick all night. I think it must be the fish that I ate last night.
Well, I think you should have at least phoned Kate and told her you weren't coming to the meeting.
Yes, I suppose I should have done so. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, I think I'll be able to get into work tomorrow.
Okay, take care and don't eat any bad fish.
I won't. Thanks for calling.
That's all right.
Hello, Mike speaking.
Hello, Mike. It's me, Joan here. Why aren't you here at the meeting?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm not feeling very well.
Is that all? We thought you might have had an accident or forgotten a day or something else.
No, I'm sorry. I was sick all night. I think it must be the fish that I ate last night.
Well, I think you should have at least phoned Kate and told her you weren't coming to the meeting.
Yes, I suppose I should have done so. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, I think I'll be able to get into work tomorrow.
Okay, take care and don't eat any bad fish.
I won't. Thanks for calling.
That's all right. Come in, please.
Hello, Kate. Where is Jane? I want her to type this letter for me.
I'm afraid she can't. She isn't working today.
Oh, why? Is she ill?
No, she's studying for an exam.
An exam? Is she going to school?
Yes, she is. She's learning Japanese at night school. Come in, please.
Hello, Kate. Where is Jane? I want her to type this letter for me.
I'm afraid she can't. She isn't working today.
Oh, why? Is she ill?
No, she's studying for an exam.
An exam? Is she going to school?
Yes, she is. She's learning Japanese at night school.
Test 2. Passage 1. Sometimes a book can help change history. One book that certainly did was Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. It was a book that spoke out against slavery. As Stowe wrote the book, there were over 3.5 million slaves in the United States. Slaves were usually in the cotton-growing states of the South. The northern states had ended slavery, yet most northerners were not strongly against slavery. They did not mind that slavery continued in the South. Stowe decided to make people understand that slavery was very bad. Each night, after putting her 6 children to bed, she worked on her book. She told the story of an old slave, Tom, and Simon Legree, a slave owner. She also told how the slaves tried to run away for freedom. Uncle Tom's Cabin first came out in 1852. Over 300,000 books were sold out in a year. People had different ideas about the book. In the North, many people finally believed that slavery must be ended after they read the book. In the South, many people were very angry at the people in the North. By 1861, the two parts of the country were at war. The Civil War, which lasted until 1865, finally brought an end to slavery at last. Of course, There were many things that made the Civil War happen, yet Uncle Tom's Cabin surely played a part. Stowe met Lincoln in 1862. As Lincoln took her hand, he said, "So you are the little woman who started the big war." Sometimes a book can help change history. One book that certainly did was Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe. It was a book that spoke out against slavery. As Stowe wrote the book, there were over 3.5 million slaves in the United States. Slaves were usually in the cotton-growing states of the South. The northern states had ended slavery, yet most northerners were not strongly against slavery. They did not mind that slavery continued in the South. Stowe decided to make people understand that slavery was very bad. Each night, after putting her 6 children to bed, she worked on her book. She told the story of an old slave, Tom, and Simon Legree, a slave owner. She also told how the slaves tried to run away for freedom. Uncle Tom's Cabin first came out in 1852. Over 300,000 books were sold out in a year. People had different ideas about the book. In the North, many people finally believed that slavery must be ended after they read the book. In the South, many people were very angry at the people in the North. By 1861, the two parts of the country were at war. The Civil War, which lasted until 1865, finally brought an end to slavery at last. Of course, there were many things that made the Civil War happen, yet Uncle Tom's Cabin surely played a part. Stowe met Lincoln in 1862. As Lincoln took her hand, he said, "So you are the little woman who started the big war."
Passage 2. Harriet Tubman was born a slave. She was not able to go to school. As a child, Harriet had to work hard in the fields all day. That way her owner could make more money when he sold the crops. Harriet didn't think that she was being treated fairly. After Harriet grew up, she ran away from the plantation to the north of the country. There and in Canada, black people could be free. Harriet liked to be free. She felt sorry for all the black people who were still slaves. Harriet returned to the South to help other slaves run away. She made sure that they got to the north and became free. Harriet was in great danger because of a law that had just been passed which said no one was allowed to help slaves run away. She also found out that the slave owners would pay $40,000 to anyone who could catch Harriet Tubman. There were many stories about Harriet helping slaves run away. In all, she made 19 trips back to the South and led about 300 slaves to freedom. When the Civil War broke out, the northern states fought with the southern states because they believed that slaves should be free. Harriet stood by the side of the northern states. She worked as a nurse and spied behind enemy lines until the North won the war. Harriet Tubman was born a slave. She was not able to go to school. As a child, Harriet had to work hard in the fields all day. That way her owner could make more money when he sold the crops. Harriet didn't think that she was being treated fairly. After Harriet grew up, she ran away from the plantation to the north of the country. There and in Canada, black people could be free. Harriet liked to be free. She felt sorry for all the black people who were still slaves. Harriet returned to the South to help other slaves run away. She made sure that they got to the north and became free. Harriet was in great danger because of a law that had just been passed which said no one was allowed to help slaves run away. She also found out that the slave owners would pay $40,000 to anyone who could catch Harriet Tubman. There were many stories about Harriet helping slaves run away. In all, she made 19 trips back to the South and led about 300 slaves to freedom. When the Civil War broke out, the northern states fought with the southern states because they believed that slaves should be free. Harriet stood by the side of the northern states. She worked as a nurse and spied behind enemy lines until the North won the war.